Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on in, it's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to today. Seth Joyner will join us later in the show, about an hour from now. Elliot Shore Parks. We will carry the Nick Sirianni press conference today around 12:15. And, of course, at some point, we got to find out what is in Hugh's holiday stocking, plus some Phillies rumors and some lies I heard yesterday at the winter meetings. All that to come. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know, every now and then, it's not so cool to be so gossipy. Just saying. It's not so cool to be gossipy all the time.
Who are you talking to?
Do you work here? Just said, do I work here?
Sometimes all we do is gossip.
I do tend to forget where I work.
Yeah, you can't forget that. And this week, hopefully the Eagles don't forget who they are, which is an 11-2 football team. Hugh, there's so much going on here. Sirianni will speak today. At 12:15, we'll carry that live. But obviously, the biggest story is the story that's not on the field. And it's the quarterback, and it's the wide receiver, and their relationship, and now the locker room stuff. And we know what happened with Brandon Graham on Monday, and we spoke all about it yesterday. But you know, I was thinking about it today. Like, now what, right? How do they move this forward? How do they fix this thing? And the more I think about this, the more I'm putting this on Nick Sirianni. Not that this is his fault. I'm not blaming Sirianni for anything. I mean, these are two grown men that have, for some reason, had some sort of issue that's cropped up, and obviously they can't get past it right now, and Brandon Graham speaking on that. But Hugh, now, starting today, they're back in the building for work, prepping
back
for the Steelers.
Back in the building, getting ready for a game.
Big game.
Was it the battle for Pennsylvania?
Yes.
The Pennsylvania championship? That's what Coach Tomlin called it yesterday.
State title? Yeah.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania championship.
It's state title weekend. It's a big game, and the Eagles obviously still have everything in front of them. And the more I think about this situation, I'm putting this on Nick Sirianni to mend this fence, to figure it out, to be the culture guy. Like, Sirianni, whenever anyone tells me, Joe, you're too hard on him, he's a good coach, let him be, everyone points back to the culture that he's established here, the winning they do under Nick Sirianni. Well, last year, the season was derailed in part because it seemed like there was stuff under the surface, whether it was him and the quarterback, or was the coordinator, or was AJ, I don't know. But there was stuff going on. They fired a coordinator in December, and it all fell apart. And all right, we forgave them for that, and they're better this year. Well, they have a better team this year, and they can't let this thing fall apart again. And Nick Sirianni can't let 2023 happen all over again. He's got to make sure that he gets these two guys on the same page. And I'm calling for Sirianni to do something that a coach that I believe is better than him couldn't do here in Philadelphia. I'm calling on Sirianni to do what Andy Reid couldn't. Mend the fence between the star quarterback and the star wide receiver. Andy's a great coach, one of the greatest coaches ever. Maybe he goes down as the greatest coach ever. Who knows? He couldn't fix Donovan and T.O. back in the day. I'm asking Sirianni to fix this. Get these two guys on the same page. I don't know if it's a meeting, if it's just a conversation. Get them on the same page. Hugh, what do you feel on this? Is this on Sirianni, or is it on the players themselves to fix it?
It's on the players. And, you know, I have an intimate knowledge of the T.O. Donovan thing.
You sure do.
I didn't need that. I didn't need that this morning. And I feel like there's a lot with that story, because I heard people talking about it, and I heard Joe DeCamera talking about, you know, Trot and Dalk couldn't fix it. There was a lot going on, because at that time, it was a house divided. Just let me say that. It was a house divided. Yeah. It was a house divided, and there were different camps. There was the T.O. camp, and there was the Donovan camp. And I think for us at the time, we stuck our head in the sand for the most part. Well, I wasn't there, but I was not in the locker room, because I was on the media side then. But there was a lot of, you know, people sticking their heads in the sand and not doing a whole lot, or not speaking up, or you know, it's a lot of people in silos. I feel like in this situation, it's on the players, because – you know, they've seen what could potentially happen in situations like this. And I think they're, for the most part, I feel like they're a closer group. And I think that they need to fix it. It's out there now. And the two main players, the two main characters in this story, they are the ones that have to fix it. They are the ones that, when I think about what their brand has been, they both want to win. You talk about AJ being in Tennessee and having, you know, not the same kind of success that he's had here. You talk about Jalen and his climb, his meteoric climb from, you know, being drafted where he was drafted to becoming the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles and going to the Super Bowl and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's on those two players to keep their eyes on the prize. I said it yesterday, and I know I say a lot of joking things here, but I was real serious about sometimes you have to put your pride in your pocket and you have to do what's right. Like I told a story yesterday about, you know, me and Brian Mitchell. Brian Mitchell. And I was talking about how we had a little bit of a tay-to-tay. And I took it upon myself to apologize because the game was bigger than our petty squabble. And they have to look at it the same way. The game is bigger than a petty squabble. This is, I don't know what the issue is between these two guys, but at some point you were friends. More so than T.O. and Donovan. T.O. and Donovan still haven't meshed well since that day because they really weren't that good of friends.
Still nonsense.
They're still
going on.
Beefing. I mean, man, you know, still waters run deep, man. So I feel like these two guys, they have family history. This can be fixed. This can be fixed this weekend, but they have to be the ones to fix it. Because they're, to be honest, at the end of the day, from what I'm hearing, they're the only two ones that they're the only two guys that know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, well, you're right on that. 215-592-9494. Who is this on to fix? Is this on Nick Sirianni to get these two guys on the same page, or is it on them? I'll use an analogy here. I always feel like as a parent, sometimes your kids fight, right? And as they get older, they're going to have to figure it out and you know, be cordial and kind to each other and fix things. But, like, they're still young, my kids. And the way I view these players is they're still young. Like, Sirianni's the adult in the room. He's got to be the adult in the room, get them together, and help them find some common ground here. You know, in the beginning of the season, we've heard a lot about that meeting between Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, right? Mm-hmm. Here they spoke at the bye. And it seemed like, and we don't know what was said, but from the way I kind of guess, it seemed like Nick told him, hey, this is the way I think we need to play to win. And Jalen got on board with it, right? You know, in so many ways said, we're going to be more of a running team. We're going to throw it less. And Jalen checked his ego at the door, and it seems like he's been fine with it. Maybe it's time for him to sit down with AJ. The same way he sat down with Jalen and said, listen, I know you want the ball. I know that we all know the pass game's struggling. We're trying to get you the football. We're trying to get better. But this is our best path to winning right now. It's not going to be as pretty as you want. Your targets are going to be down. You got to get on board. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni, what he said yesterday on With the Morning Show, what he sees right now inside the building that maybe we can't.
All I can judge things on is what I see on a daily basis. When I see, you know, AJ and Jalen communicating about the game plan, eating lunch together every single day, praying with each other before the game. Like, and so, like, there's going to be speculation, and I get it, you know, I get it, rightfully so, based on what's happened the last couple days. But all you can do is judge what you see. Like, I have more information. I see them every single day. I see what's going on in the building. And so you just have, like, to me, you know, we know what there's going to be noise, and I get, and I obviously get it, you know, just based off of what's happened here in the last couple of days. But I go on my daily relationships with these guys, with myself. I go on the daily relationships that I see every single day that these guys spend 7 hours. Like, you guys get to see 3 hours of it every day, mm-hmm. and then a little bit after, or pardon me, every week and a little bit. I get to see 7 or 8 hours of it every day.
Well, then you should have intimate knowledge on how to fix it. Sirianni's saying he's got the background info. He's with these guys every day. And, like, all right, then what does he say? Is this going to be more like 2022 where they rallied after a December lull? Or last year when things got ugly and then it fell apart? Here's Sirianni yesterday.
And then I can say this, like, every week after a game, we put up, I think it's one thing that I felt, okay, if you want to go back to last year, I felt like there wasn't joy sometimes after wins. And so one thing we talk about is just being able to celebrate together and how important that is. And so what we do is every Monday after the game, we show, you know, our celebrations together, right? After big plays and kind of a montage of that. And I see so much joy from this team. And there's, you know, we can say, hey, there's 23 it with based off what happened the last couple of days. Hey, oh man, there's a little 2023 vibes. I see a lot of 2022 vibes.
Well, Nick's, I hope he's right, because 2022 ended with a trip to Glendale in the Super Bowl. 215-592-9494. Look, I think as a team, as players, as a group, they're closer to 22. It's a really good team. It's a team that has a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl. I didn't feel that last year, but vibes-wise, locker room-wise, I don't know. There's some 23 stuff coming out right now. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Who is it on to fix this? Sirianni or the players? Kyle, where do you come down as Nick Sirianni has to try to go back in there today and get everyone on the same page?
Allow me to quote a really wise man, Jack Del Rio, about Nick Sirianni.
I mean, what are we paying for?
This is Nick Sirianni's, this is supposed to be his bread and butter.
Yep.
You're not X's and O's guy. You're a culture guy. You're a player's coach. You're supposed to be the guy that gets the team to rally behind you. So if Nick Sirianni can't fix this, then I'm forced to ask the question, what does he actually do here? This is a critical juncture in Nick Sirianni's career as the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, and also for Kyle Quinn being a Nick Sirianni guy.
Wow.
If Nick Sirianni...
So Kyle has an agenda this morning.
Well, if, honestly, though, if Nick Sirianni can't fix this, then my whole argument's cut out from the legs. Nick Sirianni, this is probably the most important week of Nick Sirianni's career. I get he played in the Super Bowl or had to prepare for a Super Bowl, but he wasn't going to be fired if he lost that.
Oh, he's going to get fired if he can't fix this?
Well, hold on.
If he can't fix this, season's going to the toilet.
Yeah,
and
I don't think Kyle's crazy on this. I don't think it's crazy. I mean,
that's strong.
Well,
it's not strong.
Two straight collapses, and this time with a roster that's good enough to win the Super Bowl, why would they keep him?
He's gone.
I would say last year's collapse, the defense was kind of suspect.
There's no area of the team. They're not weak in terms of personnel anywhere.
Yeah.
Because you can no longer sit there and cite the record, the win percentage, all that stuff. The reality is that with a loaded roster, they've collapsed 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And didn't meet expectations. He's out if this thing puts their season in the drain.
And they kept him through a collapse last year with the idea that maybe next time he'd learn from it. He's got to figure this out. Like, Sirianni's got to get these two guys on the same page. He sat down with Jalen in September. Sit down with AJ today. And I know we're talking about, like, meetings and who sits with who and how they address the team. We'll figure all that out. But get AJ and Jalen on the same page. 215-592-9494. Who is it? Who is it on to fix this? Is this on Nick Sirianni or is it on the players specifically and obviously Jalen and AJ to get back on the same page? Chris in Middletown starts us off on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's
hump
up, buddy?
Day.
What's going on, fellas? God, man. You guys are attacking Nick.
Attacking Nick?
Go ahead. Nick is a clown. Nick needs to fix this, guys. All right, listen. Howie had his chance. Howie had the chance to sit down and use the power of the check and tell AJ, y'all need to resolve this or whatever. Or maybe he did, and maybe AJ flat lied to him. But the problem is he gave him the money. He gave Jalen the money. So the players got the money, Hugh, and you know how that works. Howie ain't got no teeth now, okay? Now, maybe he could threaten to trade them and all that. They don't care. They got paid, right? It's Nick. Joe, you said this. Nick needs to fix this. The problem with Nick is Nick's a fluff guy. Nick could rah-rah the guys and hype them up and pump them up, but Nick can't put the boot to ass to fix the problem. He doesn't have that in him, and that is the problem what we're seeing here, and I don't care because if he did, if I was Nick Sirianni, I would call the two of them into my office. And I would say, you're not leaving this room until we fix this. Say what you all need to say to each other, vent it out, and if we all need to go into a boxing ring after here and do what we need to do, this needs to end today and right now. That's what needs to happen. But it's not going to because, again, I don't think he has the teeth. He can rah-rah the guy. He could bring them together. He doesn't have the teeth, and that's why we're seeing this happen. Again, guys, it is deja vu. It is week 13 all over again. We got Pittsburgh coming to town, and I feel like we're going to get our tail kicked between our legs. And my only saving grace of all of this is if that is what happens and we squander away this golden opportunity, you know what, Nick? You better go Brittany this week, okay? Because you are on the hot seat again, my friend. And that hot seat has gotten even hotter than you thought it was earlier in the year. Because if this thing keeps going the direction it's going to go and the wheels come off, guess what, boy? It's Backstreet Boys time for you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Nick.
I knew that one. I knew that.
Bye-bye. Yeah. See you, Chris. We appreciate it. I mean, here's the bottom line. The Philadelphia Eagles have too good of a team to let this ruin a season. And there's one person that can help stop this, and that's Nick Sirianni. And I don't know if he can.
I don't think he can.
But if he, then what is? Then I go back to what Kyle said. What does he do
He's the culture guy. He's the culture setter, no question about it. But this is deeper than I feel like this potentially is deeper than what we know. What we're talking about. I think this. This feels like it might be a little bit beyond football, a little bit. And the reason why I say they have to fix it, because those are the only two people that actually know what's going on. Nick can tell them. Nick, you know what Nick's job is to do? It's to go in there and say, hey, man, the biggest obstacle that we have right now is ourselves, and we probably need to go out. And whatever you have going on, you guys need to fix it.
Yep.
And if Jalen and AJ are who I think they are. Because I've said this before. I think Jalen is a phenomenal player. I think that he is different than any other quarterback that I've ever seen play the position as far as being an all-inclusive kind of guy, or at least he was. And AJ talks about how it was for him at Tennessee and how different it is being here in Philadelphia. If you're being truthful about both of those things, then you know how important this season is. You know how important it is to squash this. I don't even go this far. You know how the media is. You know how it is in the media because you complained about it last year. Mm. You were vilified last year for some of the things that you felt were not fair towards you.
And by the way, after Sunday, he's got to drop that stuff. He brought all this up.
No, I'm not saying that. I know what you're saying.
I forgot about that until you brought it up. I'm like, wait a second. But he started this.
But you have a chance right now to change the narrative. You know how you change the narrative? Even if you don't really feel it, but if you go out there and if you, for 3 hours during the course of the day, go out there and play your game, man, and be a team player, this will all go away. You go out there and beat the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend, guess what the story is going to be? You and Jalen right now, control the narrative today. It starts today. It starts today when you sit in that press conference and you're not being passive aggressive and you say what needs to be said and not pick and choose your words very carefully. Just say how you feel. But hey, man, it's unfortunate that it happened the way that it happened, but we got a big game to play this weekend.
I agree.
That's all you got to do. If you kill, like, you can kill the story today. You can kill all this today. Go out there, man, and be a team player. And if it don't come your way, go out there and play with a smile on your face.
Well, that goes a long way. 215-592-9494. I'm going to frame it this way based on what I feel moving forward. If this doesn't get fixed, like if this thing falls apart and in part because of their relationship, I think there's very little chance all three of these guys are back next year. The coach, the quarterback, and the receiver. You can't have a collapse last year with the three of their personalities as a big part of it. Run it back, collapse again, and then do it again.
Yeah, but who gonna go?
Well, I think the coach is the easiest one to go. Then obviously that would be a bigger debate between the quarterback and the wide receiver.
Can I tell you who I'd pick?
Well, go ahead.
Well, we already know.
Yeah, we know. You're picking the receiver.
I mean, it's the correct choice.
Well, it's hard to find the quarterback.
It's hard to find a receiver, man.
No, what? It's not easy to find an A.J. Brown.
No, but it's way easier to find
a Jalen Hurts than it is an A.J. Brown.
It's easier to find a receiver, man.
It's harder to find a quarterback.
How about Nick Sirianni fixes this now so we don't have to do this the whole month of February? 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Ran is in Winfield. Hey, Ran.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's up, Ran?
Yo. It's an honor to be on with you, just what you did as an Eagle, first of all. Joe,
it's an honor to be on with you, Ran, and thank you for calling me.
What's up, Ran? What are you thinking?
Absolutely. First of all, this topic is bananas. I was telling Kyle that. This is not 2023. Stop it. It has zero to do with 23. Nothing, and I stress, nothing is similar from this to last year. Coordinators were trash. You had bubble screen after bubble screen after bubble screen. Your defense couldn't stop a runny nose. Like, come on. This year, we balling. We won. Okay, they got a little. We don't even know the intricacies. Someone said, I would sit them down and have a meeting. You don't know what Nick did already. You don't know.
No, Ran, you're right about that. We don't know. But if he hasn't, I think he should. get ahead of this. And, Rand, let me – so I agree with you in a lot of ways. This is a better team. They're not as flimsy as last year's good record was, and then they fell apart last year. I don't think they're going to fall apart like last year again. But, Rand, there is a similarity. Last year they were winning in spite of the defense not really being any good, and then it got exposed. Rand, they're winning right now with one of the worst passing games in the NFL. Like, that's a problem, just like the defense was a problem last year, and we ignored it.
I don't think it's a problem. I don't think it's a problem.
Well, A.J. Brown does. A.J. Brown thinks it's a problem.
Well, the passing game could be improved. That's not what I mean. What I mean is when you compare it to last year you had fatal flaws. I don't think not passing in certain situations is a fatal flaw. You got to do it. You got to pick your poison. You want him to throw picks or not? We had to limit the picks. This is a result of that. You got 26 back there on an all-time year. We're talking possible all-time record-breaking running. You can't compare that to last year. So that is a byproduct. We're going to lean into that run. I personally, as an Eagles fan, love running the ball and smacking people in the mouth.
Me too, Rand. But we have the star receiver who's not happy within it. Like,
you don't have to deal with it.
Well, you're right. And the coach has got to get him on board. Rand, it's a good phone call, but the coach has got to make sure he's okay with it. And if we say... Look, last year I sat here through October, November, and I said this defense is not good enough. And everyone was mad at me because they were winning. Well, the passing game isn't good enough right now. It is a fatal flaw. It hasn't killed them yet. If it stays this way, it will kill them. All right, let me throw this number at you because I saw this yesterday. Over the last month, 41% of Jalen Hurts' dropbacks turn into sacks, scrambles, or throwaways. We're talking about nearly every other time he drops back. It's a sack, it's a scramble, or it's a throwaway. It's not sustainable. I mean, that's not passing offense.
Yeah, you got to get better at that. He got to see whatever it is. He's not seeing it better.
It's part of why I would say AJ's likely upset. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on this. Who is this on to fix? And there obviously is something to fix. I mean, you don't have a veteran of 15 years go on the radio on a Monday night for 20 minutes talking about his teammates if there's nothing to fix. There's something to fix here. There's something going on.
It's the meds, man. I'm trying to
tell you. I wonder what today's excuse is. Holidays, the meds. All right. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Who has to take the initiative and fix this? Sirianni. Or is it on AJ and Jalen? This hour is sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly, so fly to Popeyes, fly and fill up on wings and 7 delicious flavors from Popeyes. On the other side, your calls and a strong take from a former Eagle on this entire situation. You'll hear that next. Midday Show, Sports Radio.